August 30, 1959 to August 18, 2022 John Dawson, commonly known as J.D., in his 63rd year, passed away with his daughters by his side, on August 18, 2022, after a long, hard battle with cancer. He was surrounded by many family members and friends in his last few days. John will be greatly missed by his beloved partner, Annie Roberts, who he adored. He will also be greatly missed by his children, Holly Thompson, Ryan, Jay, Andrea DeHarnais, and Lindsay, Kurt Ball, stepdaughters, Lori and Kim Roberts, his grandchildren, Alvia and Channing Thompson, Wesley and Dax Rolston, Megan and Jada Denny, and Trayvon Hodge. He is predeceased by his parents, Norma, Crawford, and Gordon, and his brother, Ivan. He will be remembered and cherished by his siblings, Jerry, Ann, Peter, Lynn, Darlene Ferguson, Brian, Dennis, Anne, Deb Martin, Terry, and Pauline Musselman, Jason, and so many nieces, nephews, family members, and friends. John had the biggest heart and loved each of his friends and family members dearly. He was a very social man with a big love for mechanics, cars, trucks, and more trucks. He spent most of his days on the road driving truck. After years of bringing Jay and Lindsay on the road, he added a new companion to his adventures, his best friend, Sophie. He trucked until he couldn't anymore. Even then, he dreamt of being back out on the road, shifting gears, hauling loads, and chatting with his many truck driver friends. Trucking was his life, aside from his family. He was the biggest family man. John was a man full of knowledge and life experience. John was a man of many words, and always had an answer of advice if asked. John was a social butterfly. He would speak to a stranger and introduce himself. He made friends everywhere he went. The memories that remain in his place will be cherished by all who got to spend time with John throughout his lifetime. He touched everyone's lives in the most beautiful way and left such an impact on their hearts. Each of his children will remember John by his deep gratitude for the simplest things in life and living life in each moment he was given. He always encouraged Holly, Jay, and Lindsay to go for their dreams and make their lives exactly what they wanted to be. He always made the best of everything and left that lesson behind. He taught his kids more than he thought he did, especially in the last 5 years while battling through illness. For Holly, the simple sound of his laughter and daily selfies will forever be her favorite memory of him aside from the lessons taught. For Jay, he will hold close the time spent not only riding in the truck alongside his dad, but also being taught how to drive his Peterbilt during John's long-haul days, and time spent being taught to operate heavy machinery. John showed Jay real, true passion for what he did and shaped Jay's passion for the same. For Lindsay, his realness, goofiness, and pure, genuine love and support for his family will hold its place in her heart. Annie will hold on to the precious memory of crossing their baby fingers for a pinky swear and, "Have I told you that I love you today, honey?" The family would like to thank the staff and volunteers at Hospice Simcoe for their amazing support, care, and compassion during such a difficult time. If you wish to make a donation in John's honor, the family asks that donations go to Hospice Simcoe, as their care made this process lighter. Donations can be made through Hospice Simcoe's website, https://hospicesimcoe.ca/ways-to-donate/, by phone at 705-722-5995, or by visiting in person at 336 Penetanguishene Road, Barrie, on, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. The family would also like to thank all the wonderful nurses, especially Shannon, who took such great care of John during his home care visits over the past few years and looked out for his best interests. Shannon became a very special person to John as he thought of her as a third daughter and friend, aside from being a healthcare provider. He was so thankful to have her become part of his journey and was able to be his own goofy self with her. They built such a wonderful connection. A celebration of life will be held at the Royal Canadian Legion, in the upstairs hall, at 410 St. Vincent Street, in Barrie, entrance off Ferris Lane, on Friday, August 26, from 4 p.m. until 10 p.m.